The Chemical Reporter.
Hello and welcome back. This is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. This week's question from Bruno in Pernambuco, Brazil is rather cool. He would like to know, what makes a refrigerator cold? It's been quite some time since ice was delivered in blocks or rods to keep our groceries fresh. Well, at least from the stories that our grandparents told us. Electric refrigerators have been around for a long time, a standard in any modern household. But what makes a refrigerator cold without any ice being delivered? To make it short, the cold does not come into the refrigerator, instead the warmth goes out. Technically speaking, a refrigerator cannot produce coldness. That sounds a bit strange at first, yet a refrigerator is based on a simple law of nature. If liquid evaporates, it takes on warmth from its environment. When this steam again becomes liquid, this warmth is returned. A refrigerator makes use of this characteristic. A liquid circulates through a series of pipes, taking on the warmth and transporting it out. This is where real chemistry comes into play. You need a liquid that evaporates at a very low temperature in order to transport the warmth of groceries at room temperature. For example, ammonia, which already evaporates at minus 33 degrees Celsius or minus 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Therefore, when the ammonia meanders through the refrigerator pipes, as it evaporates, it extracts the warmth inside the refrigerator. Then the warmed-up ammonia steam is transported and liquefied using a pump, simultaneously transferring the warmth to outside the refrigerator. This is a closed and repeating cycle. The steam and thus the ammonia stays within the pipes at all times. So it makes no sense to leave the refrigerator door open to cool down a room. The warmth taken on by the refrigerator is just released again into the room. You can only cool down a room by getting the warmth out, for example with air conditioning. This works using the same principle as a refrigerator, except with one significant difference. It can access fresh air from the outside. The warmth is transported out of the room, or out the front door, as it were. And it doesn't just disappear. In megacities, in really big cities like Shanghai, Tokyo, or Los Angeles, millions of air conditioners add to the summer temperatures. A truly heated problem. So, time for a small refreshment. Let's see what I can find in my fridge. This is Jeff, your chemical reporter, saying, keep cool until next week.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.